If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, hey, what's going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell. I am the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. Sis, welcome back to episode number 2, I guess technically, of this F the Cubicle Friday series that is kind of like nestled in to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I have been mentioning, in case you didn't hear this, that I wanted to start talking about this type of business slash money related content because it is a crucial part of my self-care and healing journey. I feel like having conversations around money, especially as it pertains to those of us that have side gigs or we're entrepreneurs or we're content creators or we're building things outside of our 9-to-5 for various reasons, like we need to have these kind of conversations. And so I was like, let me bring back F the Cubicle, which was an old podcast that I had. And by the way, just for the receipts, I thought that I had only been podcasting for maybe like the last 7-8 years, y'all. To my knowledge, I started the F the Cubicle podcast back in like 2013 or 2014. So at minimum, your girl has been in the podcasting space for over a decade and my mind is blown. Okay. My mind is absolutely blown. All right, so let's go ahead and get into it, baby, because we've talked about abundance on the podcast, but today, you know, I have to keep it real with you. I got to let you know, like, some of the things that I have done, because I do not want you to fall into the same traps. Or if you are right there now, just know that you are not alone. Things happen. Our mindsets are built and conditioned based on the traumas that we've encountered or just the upbringings that we've had, the things that we have been used to or have been accommodating. So this is not a pointing my finger episode. It's never a pointing my finger kind of episode, but it's a real and raw conversation. Okay. So let's go on and get into it. So my question for you, sis, is what have you taught your people to expect from you by staying silent about your value? Okay, what have you taught your people to expect from you by when you stay silent about your value? Now, I'm gonna tell you why I'm asking this question. And basically what I'm asking is, like, what is it costing you to keep on performing whatever it is that you are doing? Okay, again, as an entrepreneur, a side hustler, what else is there? A content creator, you know, if you're a podcaster, if you're a YouTuber, like whatever the case may be, or you're doing side gigs, all right? It's basically, what is it costing you to perform these things that you do and that you do from a place of care, of love, of this is your passion, you know what I'm saying? But doing it without like any type of reciprocity or compensation. What is that costing you? I'm going to tell you, for me, it has cost me a whole hell of a lot, okay? It has cost me a whole hell of a lot, and not even just financial. I'm talking about just a mental and emotional just breaking down of my spirit, my mindset, how I felt about myself down the line as I continued doing this, thinking that this was the way, just give, and don't expect, don't talk about anything, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to be talking about, sis. So let me tell you something, story time, real quick. This is all related, all right? Story time. I recently made a social media post. It was in my stories. And I was saying how, you know, I don't have it in front of me, but basically, like, if this platform has supported you, you know what I'm saying? I could definitely use some love right now. Here's my Cash App kind of vibe, all right? And I can tell you that thousands of people saw that, thousands of people saw that story. Thousands of people saw that story, several thousand. And let me tell you how my labor over the last few years was valued. Thousands of people saw it. Not $1 was sent to me by Cash App, okay? And the reason why I put it out there is because I'm learning how to position myself for reciprocity. The old version of Bree would never talk about her offers, really, would never really charge for things. Like, I don't, if you've been here for a minute, there was a few things I charged for here and there, but usually it will be just like super low cost, or hey, let's all just get together and hop on Zoom, like just trying to create this community vibe and not really charging for all the things that I was doing back then. I slowed down quite a bit once I started to kind of see the writing on the wall, but I was still, you know, when you are conditioned to people please and overgive and step on your own boundaries, like it shows up in other places. Don't think that it's just going to stay in one neat little square of your life. All right. But anyway, so it wasn't It really was more so just kind of like me getting comfortable with saying, hey, I provide value. This is what I do. And, you know, I believe in reciprocity from the community that I support. Okay. That was what it is. I'm getting more comfortable doing that. I told you, I've said this so many times now, and I want this to be your mindset too, in case it's not. Like 2025, I'm not doing that where I'm hiding my gifts, hiding my talents, hiding the fact that I want to be in community with people that want to be reciprocal, okay? And not just take and take and take and take and take. You feel me? So yeah, I'm really just practicing that muscle. It's honestly, it's a practice, okay? It's gonna feel weird at first, but I promise you, you just have to keep putting yourself out there in that way, all right? Anyway, I digress. So, like I said, nothing came over at all whatsoever. And that was just like the awakening for me, like a really big one that, you know, I absolutely must. It is imperative that from this point forward, like this was a reminder, like I must charge my worth. Period. Because free labor consistently for years is not valued. It's not. So if you're, like I said, you're wanting to start a business, you want to be a podcaster, for example, a content creator, a YouTuber, a side hustler, you want to have a small business or businesses, you know what I'm saying? Like free is not it. It's just not it. All right. So I can tell you that I was so disappointed. So I made a post on, and it's still up on Instagram on my feed that says something along the lines of, you know, basically the writing's on the wall in 2025. This is how I have to move to make sure that I am prioritizing myself in a space where it is my passion to prioritize other people. Specifically Black women, okay? But what I want you to hear and what I realized is that I trained people to expect that I would always just give, not ask for anything, not feel like I was worthy of having blessings bestowed upon me. I've received so many emails and messages over the years from other Black women or people in general that just say, you know, your podcast has blessed me so much, or, you know, just different things of that nature. But realistically, no one's fault but my own, train people to just expect that this is the vibe. This is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I built this dynamic by not charging. Okay. This was my doing. All right. And that's one of the reasons why I had to really pretty much eliminate my email list. And I did that back in like maybe November of last year, where I had several thousand people on my email list and I just burned the list down. And I sent out a message and said, before I let this list go, something along the lines of this, things are shaking, you know, around here. I'm changing a lot of things up. If you want to ride with me, let a sister know. And if you don't, God bless you. Be on your way with love. And I meant that 1,000,000%. And so a few hundred people responded. The rest of the people, again, it was several thousand. I just let them go. Like, you know, because I had to start over and treat this like an actual way for me to earn money for my labor, that, you know what I'm saying? So I just started over. And was it hard to do that? I mean, I guess it was in a sense. Actually, no, it wasn't. Maybe for the ego a little bit, because you're like, oh, I have a few thousand email people on my list, you know? But if the list ain't listing, baby, and no one's buying anyway, like, you know what I'm saying? And I remember I told my friend when I started the list over, like, just deleted the list. And she was like, what? Did you save the email addresses? Da-da-da. She was just like, girl, why did you do that? And I'm just like, so it is a big deal. No one maybe is going to tell you, or I would assume that maybe not a lot of people would tell you to do what I did, but I think some people would just say, just burn it down and start over. This is a part of the business entrepreneurial life. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what I did. All right. That's what I did. But I realized that I was just showing people how to not show up for me. That's basically what it was in a nutshell. You show people how to treat you or how to devalue you in your business. And so I don't want you to fall into that same trap. You know what I'm saying? Like for me, and maybe for you too, if this is resonating, like you thought that keeping it free, keeping it light, keeping it soft, keeping it a vibe, never asking, you know what I'm saying? Like just making it all accessible would make people just love you, feel safe, you know, that kind of thing. But I'm going to tell you, everybody does not deserve to have access to me, period. Everybody that listens to this podcast does not have the right to have access to me, to have access to my labor. Same for you. Everyone in your space, whatever it is, I'll just call it a space from going forward because you're all doing likely like different types of things, but everyone in your space that will come across your juicy, delicious business or content, they do not have the right, like automatically to have access to you, access to your, all of your wares and whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, no. And that was a hard lesson for me. Okay. Especially if you're going into the self-care space and you are a space of serving. Every business serves, but you know what I'm trying to say? Like direct caring for people kind of thing is what I'm saying. That was hard for me because I want like, oh, all the Black women and touching all the women and you know what I'm saying? Showing like, that's just what that's just brown girl self-care. But I had to learn like everyone does not have the right to have access to me, okay? And also another pattern, speaking of patterns, was like, free labor just became the soup of the day. Like free labor, free. You want free. Here's free for you. Here's free for me. Here's free for them. Here's free for your sister. Like free just became the norm. Like all like the downloads, the everything. Like just little events. It would just be like free. It was a gift. It was always a gift. Like here you go, sis. It's all free. It's like I feel like just like with it's literally just like it's capitalism. People will respect more what they have to actually go into their pocket to get money for and give to you. If they've got to pull out the ATM card, if they've got to pull out the credit card, you know what I'm saying? That it feels like that is respected more. And that was something that was hurtful, really, for me. It was just like the free and giving of yourself. It seems like it's taken for granted sometimes. And you'll find that, unfortunately, sometimes. Or you feel like it's like, people dismiss, like, oh, it's free, it's not valuable. It's free, doesn't really mean much. But I'm telling you, as you're building your business, no matter where you are, like, your time is labor. Your ideas, that is labor. The time that you take to research, that is labor. The time that you take to do outlines, that's labor. The time that you take to write that book or that outline or that guide or that freebie, that, like, the time that you take to edit, okay, put things together, sew, the time that it takes to sew, the time that it takes to find the fabrics and source all the things, like, all of it is labor, okay? But people will dismiss that because it costs them absolutely nothing. They're not invested, okay, when it's free. Just like how I show up every Monday, and I've even started kind of like rethinking this, but I don't know. But like just showing up every Monday, people are like, well, she shows up on Monday. I don't have to listen to any of the episodes. And that's fine. You don't. But what I'm saying is like when it's a regular kind of thing and there's no skin in the game, it's really not valued compared to if someone has to actually pay for something. I have even considered doing like a subscription-based only model where certain episodes you just won't get access to unless you join the subscription model, period. And I realize that people may scoff at that and they may say, you know, I don't think so. I'm not paying for that. It ain't worth it. I will go on YouTube and watch some ads, baby, and get it for free. That is fine. That is completely fine. Okay. And I'm not saying that as in I want to lose anyone, but I'm saying like I have to value me. I have done probably 300 episodes now. I have been podcasting every week since 2019, or I don't know, somebody have to go back and see, maybe 2018, I'm not even sure, 2019, 2020, somewhere in there. Like I have been showing up and doing this, minus a slight hiccup where I wasn't sure exactly how I wanted things to flow. And so I missed some time, but then I got back into it. And ever since then, it was like an every Monday kind of thing for the last at least 4 years. Okay. You don't get to 200 or 300 podcast episodes unless you are committed and you are really putting in that time. It's a labor of love, but it is labor. It is worth something, the time that I have taken, the time that I have put into this, and the care that I have put into showing up every single week. Same for you, whatever it is that you are doing and you are doing consistently and you are, it's a labor of love for you. You know what I'm saying? You deserve to be your craft or whatever to be respected. You do. And you deserve to be paid for it. So I'm just thinking like, you know, maybe starting next year, all the several episodes will just be subscription listeners only. And that's that. And if you only get the free episodes, you only get the free episodes. And that's okay. You know what I mean? So that's something that I'm thinking. I just wanted to throw that out there. I'm not sure if I will do it. I need to dig into it a little bit more, but I just might. All right. Because again, I realized that I really did myself a disservice. And I don't want you to do that as well, all right? So this pattern of how we teach people to devalue us in business, it is very valid and it is very real. The next thing that I would say is, you know, the real reason we don't charge, and I'm not speaking for everyone, I can just give you my experience and things that I have noticed, okay? And this ain't got nothing to do with strategy. I used to fool myself and say that it was strategy, but it ain't, sis, all right? It's not strategy based, okay? But there's a few reasons that, at least in my case, all right, and maybe you'll co-sign one or two of these, the reasons why really you're just like afraid, like you're not charging for what you are worth. Okay. So one thing that I would say is, it's not fear of not being ready. Okay. It's not a fear of not being ready. All right. I would say that all the time. I'm not ready. I'm scared. Da-da-da-da. That ain't the reason why we don't charge. Okay. Another one is just like fear of rejection, of losing people. I just talked about that a second ago, but that fear of rejection, fear of people turning you away, fear of people not seeing you. One that was really huge for me, okay, was the fear of people seeing me as being just like greedy, so greedy. And it's crazy because I remember there was this one lady that I knew. And this was a few years ago, and I was gonna start charging for something. I cannot remember what it was at all, but I was jumping in head first, you know what I'm saying? Gonna be a new little podcaster, whatever. I was gonna charge for something. This episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And she damn near cussed me out and was like, you cannot charge people in this business. It's new, you know, blah, blah, blah. And that is just, you know, disrespectful and it's rude and it's greedy, da, da, da. And that really shut me down. And I just sat in a place of shame over that for a very long time. I already had this fear of making money, but when I was ready to kind of like get out there and just, you know, see what happens, you know, because that is a part of being an entrepreneur. You don't have all the answers, but it's a lot of trial and error and just figuring things out as you go, you know, and putting little things out there and seeing who nibbles so you can build and build and build. Or if no one nibbles and you're just like, oh, that's not working, time to pivot, you know, whatever. But she shamed me, or I allowed her, I allowed myself to feel shame and guilt behind that. And that stuck with me for a very long time. But yeah, that fear of rejection, the fear of people seeing you as just being greedy, that fear of people saying, oh, I'm not paying for this. That's like an ego thing because, like, for example, if let's say your email newsletter list has 1,000 people, but you start charging, okay, because you're just like, no, I'm walking in my gifts, I'm walking in these God-given talents. I'm walking in this boldness in this new season, and this is what it's going to be. But your ego is like, oh, if people see that you have the audacity or you're audacious enough to charge for this stuff, you know what I mean? When you've never charged, then they're going to walk and your numbers are going to tank and your numbers are going to crumble. You know what I mean? So that's an ego thing. But all of that, you know, I'm not saying that it's not the fear of being ready. I mean, all of it kind of is adds up, you know, it all makes sense. But what I feel like it's just, especially that ego thing, it's just, I feel like it's just like grind culture. A lot of it is just grind culture, which obviously ties into capitalism. It's just like you don't feel like you're ready because you're not perfect, because it's not, you don't think it's good enough. You don't think you've worked hard enough. You haven't put in enough time. And I'm not saying don't do the time in your business. Some businesses, I feel like some of you are so smart and so savvy. You can set up a system and make things work for you, honey. Yes, do that. Okay. Do that. And then for the others, for the rest of us, all of it's labor, regardless, okay? You know the whole saying, work smarter, not harder, right? But we feel like because we're new that we can't start dipping our toe into figuring out how to earn some money, you know? And I feel like that's definitely just kind of like grind culture that says, hey, you've got to be perfect. You've got to have it all figured out. Your website needs to be perfect. You've got to show that you've been in grind mode for 15 years and you raise yourself up from your bootstraps and all that jazz. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what I feel. That's what I feel. But let's pivot, okay? Because I didn't want to make this episode too long. I really didn't. But let me tell you, like, what I am doing now and some things that you might want to start doing or thinking about, depending on where you are as a business owner, side hustler, side gigger, content creator, et cetera, right? So what I'm doing now is a few things. I am, in case you've seen from the email newsletter, and by the way, if you are not on the newsletter, make sure that you go to browngirlselfcare.com, scroll down to the bottom, and add your email address, okay? But one thing I started doing is I am now charging. If you go to my Linktree, which is linktree.com/browngirlselfcare, or I think it's LinkTR, I don't know. If you go to my Instagram and then you click the link in the bio, you'll get to my Linktree. But I'm playing with things right now, okay? But what you will notice is that I am starting to charge for things. I just started a self-care coaching offering. So if you're in need of self-care coaching, I have a link for that. What else is up there? I have my link up there for my book that I never talk about, you know, that I did, 50 Journal Prompts for Black Women, that's available on Amazon. That link is up there. So it's just like, and also podcast coaching. I have space for podcast coaching as well. So if you're ready to stop playing in these podcast streets and get yourself going, or you need some help, you can book me for a session or 10. It's really up to you. And we can get your podcast popping, honey. All right. But yeah, I am charging. No more give us free. Okay. No more give us free. No more give us free. I had to say that 3 times because it just sounded so good. Like, nah, we ain't doing that no more. I am now charging. I am doing it consistently. Okay. I'm talking about it now in my email newsletters. I have the links in my bio. Like, I'm really just making different moves, okay, in this second half of 2025 and beyond. And I'm doing it without apology. I'm doing it without apology. I'm not saying that every single time it's always easy to put something out there in an email, but I am doing it because that is what is going to get results. Keep in mind, you have to talk about things more than once for people to see it, to notice, to trust you, to know that you know, you're serious about it and all that jazz, right? So don't be afraid to send that email. Don't be afraid to put it up there. Don't be afraid to talk about it on your social media, et cetera. And that is something that I'm definitely working on right now. And I'm not hoping, something else I'm not doing is I'm not hoping that people will just know about it and just know that I'm valuable. I am starting to let people know in case they didn't. Like if you were on the Drop the Mic workshop that I did back in May, which was amazing. I have 50 dope Black women in the room. And that's something I should have charged for, by the way. But I didn't want to, because I wanted to help Black women launch their podcast, okay? I wanted to squeeze as much information as I possibly could in like an hour, hour and a half, which is really hard because there's a lot to talk about. But, you know, I tried. Tried to give as much information as possible for absolutely no charge, okay? But I'll tell you what. I'm not doing that again, all right? But I wanted to. Like, I've realized that I want to be very clear. Like, if I'm not going to charge, why am I doing it? Why am I not charging? Like, there has to be a reason. It's not just because, oh, you know, I'm just going to do it for free. No, no more give us free. So my reason was, it was, I had wanted to do that. Actually, I think in like January of this year to start off the new year, but you know, with the move to Arkansas and things just kind of being like crazy, I didn't have a chance to, but I wanted to help Black women start the new year off on a high foot and just give, like, don't gatekeep. Not that charging is gatekeeping, by the way, but just like be free with the information. It comes back to you. I'm not worried, but just say, hey, this is how I started. This is the receipts. This is what I've done. This is how I've done it. This is who I use. This is what I started with. This is what you do. Think about this. Think about that. Like that. I just wanted to give the information because I wanted to help another Black woman on her podcasting journey. That was the reason. Okay. But I will not do it again for free, at least not anytime soon. Maybe next year, January next year. I don't know. But the next time I do it, or any other type of work-related workshop, there will be an entry fee, okay? And the people that vibe with me and want to come with it will come with it. And those of us that want it for free, you will find it elsewhere on YouTube or I don't know. Just, you know, you can search for all the information, which sometimes takes a lot of time to put all that kind of stuff together. But, you know, you do you. You know what your priorities are, and that's that on that. But I can only dictate what I will do, and that is let people know my value. And one way to do that is by knowing my value and charging what I am worth, or charging something, not giving everything away for free, okay? And also just putting a price tag on things, right? Like, someone told me that very recently, that someone told her, because she was dealing with the same thing, that basically when you are not honoring your value, when you are not charging what you're worth, when you're not, doing those kind of things, you're basically exploiting yourself. And that hit me so hard because, it just hit me very hard. But I am learning that me showing up and being visible and giving things away without any type of boundaries, which I really didn't have over the last few years, literally is me just exploiting myself. And it's wild because we, like, this is Brown Girl Self-Care. This is a podcast for Black women who are stepping into their power, who are healing, who are walking in their purpose, who are loving themselves, you know, all these beautiful things. And I'm exploiting myself, showing up every single week and doing some of the things, a lot of the things that I have done without any kind of boundaries at all whatsoever. I remember I was doing like some free self-care coaching. This was several years ago. And I had this one woman who, what does she do? She had picked a time slot. And she just emailed me maybe like a few minutes before and was like, oh, I can't make it. She didn't show. I think she didn't show. And then I ended up emailing her or something. Somehow we got back in touch. She was like, oh, my bad. Like, she forgot about it or something. And so I set another appointment. And that time came. And she didn't do it again. Like, she didn't come through again. It was just like, And then she tried to book another appointment. So like the third time. And I had to block her. Like, ma'am, No, sir. No, ma'am. So it's just, you know, I have to make sure that I enforce boundaries for me, and I want you to enforce boundaries for you. Let me see. I thought I had another note here. I'm looking at my phone. Yeah, I was going to say, regardless of the type of business that you're building, okay, but specifically for those of you that are rooted in like freedom, rooted in liberation, you know, that kind of jazz, but really anybody, you cannot build your business as like you are just the martyr, you know what I'm saying? Like just taking on that martyr personality, like you're dying on your own sword. We were not meant to suffer for the cause, all right? We were not, I was not put here to like suffer for this passion that I have in my belly, for the goals or the gifts and talents that were placed within me. I was not put here to suffer and to just blindly give it all away. I deserve to be sustained while I am serving, because I am serving. That's like when you go to a restaurant and someone serves you and you just walk away from the table. You don't clean up your mess. You don't leave them a tip. You know what I'm saying? You just get up and you just leave. Even though they served you, right? But it's like, I deserve to be sustained in this role, just like you deserve to be sustained in whatever it is that you are either doing now or you will be doing in the very near future, okay? So again, especially for those of us who are in a position of like, oh, but I'm serving, okay? I'm serving. Yes, you are serving, absolutely. But I'm sure that God didn't put you here to be a martyr, okay? I don't think that's what the vibe was. I don't think so. I'm not God. I don't know. But I just feel like that ain't it, Chief. Okay? So it is okay for you to be sustained, even if you are in a place of, you know, serving. Even though, obviously, again, all businesses serve. But you get what I'm saying, right? Okay? That was a hard one for me, too. Because I wanted to just love on Black women and just give it like, oh, do all the things and have, girl, let me tell you, okay, because of, and I've talked about this before, but because of this refusal that I had over the years to charge or to make offers and stuff like that, I put myself so far in the hole, girl, okay, so far in the hole that I am trying to get out of now, all right? Don't be like me. Don't be like me, all right? All right. So, by the way, I'm going to wrap up, but before I do, I want to remind you that I have the coaching available if you are in need of self-care coaching, if you are in need of podcast coaching, all right? You can go to my Instagram, click the link in bio, and reserve a spot on my calendar, and you can pay through that as well, if I'm not mistaken. But I will, in the show notes, put the links to my Linktree so that you can check it out, all right? And also, hey, putting it out there, if this podcast has served you and you find value in it and you want to show some reciprocation, you are welcome to Cash App me at Brown Girl Self Care, okay? Again, that's Cash App. Brown Girl Self Care. I'm pretty sure I have Venmo as well, and it's $ Brown Girl Self Care. Both platforms, Cash App and Venmo, Brown Girl Self Care. Okay. But yeah, girl, this is like, you ain't doing charity. All right. You should be able, not should as in possibly, but as in you have the right. Okay. You should be able to sustain yourself and not be in pauper status as you are serving or walking out whatever it is that you have been called or led to do. It is not charity. It is not charity. It is not charity. We are living in a capitalistic in all the systems, and these systems, sis, require money to eat, to pay your rent, to keep your lights on. If you're renting an office, you gotta pay for that. For food, I don't know if I said that. Your car, the gas, the maintenance on your car, if you're driving back and forth, the supplies, okay? To live, to be happy, to enjoy stuff, to take that trip to Disneyland that I really want to take in Florida. I want to go to Disney World. I ain't got the coins right now, sis. Like to have fun, to buy stuff that you need, buy stuff that you want, to be able to pour into others. I can't even pour into others the way that I want to because right now my money is so funny. And I know it's going to be okay. Things will and are turning around. But I'm just saying, I really put myself back in the hole for the last few years because I wasn't doing the things that I deserved to do. Okay? Don't be like me. Don't make that mistake. Start to honor your worth from day one. Okay, start like honor your value from day one. And very quickly before I wrap up, that doesn't mean, because I didn't say this before, that because you just started, I'm trying to think of something real quick. Let's say you just now learned how to play the piano, okay, but you want to start teaching it, okay? Maybe because you just learned, and let's say it's your first year of teaching piano, and you don't know all the things just yet, or a lot of the things, but you know how to play and you feel like you can teach. That's great. Get started. But that doesn't mean that you necessarily charge $200 an hour when really the value right now for this little window of a few months or like a year, maybe the true value, it's $35 an hour. And then next year, because you've done it more and you're still learning, maybe it's not $35 an hour, maybe it's $55 an hour. And then in year three, maybe it's $125 an hour. I'm just saying that, at least for me, because I work from a place of care, it's not necessarily that you're trying to gouge. You have the right to start charging, but just make sure that there's alignment and integrity there. What you charge is up to you. What people are willing to pay is up to them. As long as you are in integrity and with that, you know what I mean? Charge. Please, please charge. Charge whatever you feel your value really is, okay? All right. So yeah, I just wanted to make sure that I said that. I think that is all for this week's F the Cubicle Friday episode. So the last thing I'll say is that, yeah, I don't do these every Friday. These episodes go out on the second and the fourth Friday of the month, okay? So you won't hear from me for F the Cubicle next Friday. Again, it's just the second and the fourth Friday of each month, all right? All right, bet. So that's it for this 2 weeks. For the next 2 weeks of F the Cubicle Friday. Let me know your thoughts on this episode. You can leave them on Spotify. You can email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. That's fine. You can share this episode on Instagram or Facebook or what have you. And yeah, that's it, girl. So have a blessed weekend. And I will see you on Monday for the next episode of the Brown Girl Self Care Podcast. Take care.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.